Beginning Monday, May 30th, 2016, the Climbing Higher telecast will air on WMCN-TV 44 on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available through Antenna Television, Comcast Cable, and Fios. Be sure to check your cable listings for WMCN-TV. The telecast is also available on WBPH-TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Start your day with an encouraging word from Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. with the Climbing Higher telecast of Bethel Deliverance International Church, the church where miracles still happen.
Love is not lacking in zeal. It's love that makes you say, let me get involved and be a driver of the van and pick up our senior citizens. It's love that says, I'm only needed to do it one Sunday a month. It's love that says, let me clean up this floor. Let me get the glitter off the seats. After the rock group has come to church. It's love that even says, let me not wear my glitter so it doesn't mess up the seats so that the maintenance team has a devil of a time trying to get it out. Love is not lacking in zeal. It takes the advantage. Love says, pick up that paper that you're walking past. Love says, if you drop it, pick it up. Love doesn't say, leave it there. They have people to do it. Love says if you're not handicapped, don't park in the handicapped spaces. Love is not lacking in zeal. Zeal is an ability or a willingness to do the right thing. Love says if you try on clothes in a department store, you put them back. You don't throw them on the floor in the fitting room. Love says you don't pick grapes that you're not buying and you don't taste strawberries. Love doesn't cause you to take 22 items in the 10-item line. See, you thought Christianity was about casting out devils and laying hands on the sick. No, it's about going in the right line in the supermarket. It's about taking the groceries out of your cart and walking the cart back over to the cart place. It's sin that makes you leave it way down there where your car was. But the love of God constrains you to walk it back where it belongs and slide it in the right spot. See, before we speak in a tongue or cast out a devil, we got to put carts back. And this is why Paul tries to teach us that we must undergo the metamorphosis of the mind. What makes the Christian qualitatively different? What makes us different? It's not our glossolalia. It's not our tongues. It's not our demonstration of the Spirit. It's not our prophetic gifting. It's not our preaching ability. It is in our ability to do the small things with joy. It's the brother holding the door open for the woman that's coming behind him, not going in first and letting it slam in her face. There are times when Sister Lambert and I will be leaving a public place. I will go out the door before her, but that's for protection. In case somebody's out there, I don't want her to be the first one out. But when we go in, I open the door so she can be the first one in. And that's for protection. You see, so there are behaviors that go with love. He says, you're not to be lacking in zeal, but you're to keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. What makes you do that? Love. Is it possible to serve the Lord without love? Yes, Revelation chapter 2 lets us know that you can serve the Lord without love. But Paul is not addressing serving the Lord without love because he starts out by saying love must be sincere, and it's very difficult for us to even assume that Paul's basing an entire argument on four words. So the rest must be connective. Love causes you to be joyful and hope. While you're waiting for the answer, you're not miserable. You're joyful in your hopeful expressions. You're joyful. Amen. Boy, I sure hope my child gets good grades as we come into the third quarter marking period. Hallelujah. I'm joyful in my hope application. Patient in affliction. Notice how Paul does this. Please go with me. For Paul addresses these issues here, but he connects them with 1 Corinthians 13 and with Galatians chapter 5. So apparently Paul is trying to draw a correlation between external behavior and internal love. Why is it so difficult for us to say we love somebody by actions rather than words? One of my favorite TV shows, the husband and the wife will communicate to each other they love one another, and one will say, I love you. The other say, I love you more. Then the other will say, I love you most. And I always get tickled when I see that and I hear that. But then the greatest demonstration of love is when they all come together for family dinner at the end of the show. And I sit there and I cry. Seriously, I cry. Because they're sitting there and they're sharing love by talking and being. Do you know that as a people, black people, that's why Sunday dinner was so important for us? Because it was family connective time. And what did the devil take from us? Sunday dinner. Sunday dinner, you sat around the dining room table. We had to go in the kitchen. But now I can sit at the dining room table because I'm 27 now. I can sit at the dining room table. But I watch them, and the father and his father, they sit at the heads of the table, surrounded by their children. There's four generations sitting around that table, and they're talking and they're sharing, and they're demonstrating love. It is the antithesis of the TV show. The TV show is about police actions and the violence that they have to deal with. But every Sunday, they have a covenant to sit together and share. That's what Paul meant the first day of the week to be about. That all week long we're fighting the devil and his minions. All week long we're coming up against the things of the flesh. But on Sunday we come together to sit and have a love fest. That when I walk through those doors, all of my failures and my faults are covered by your love for me. You accept me even with my misgivings. You accept me even with my behavioral challenges. You endorse me, maybe not my behavior, but me. You tell me I have worth, I have value, that I may be trapped in something for a moment, but it's not hopeless because love is patient. It waits. It demonstrates this is our Sunday dinner. We feast on the word of God and share. He said it's also faithful in prayer. I was talking to the Lord this morning, and I just began to say to him that I want my prayer life to be even greater than it is. I think it's okay now, but I think there's, based on what I want from God, I got to step it up a notch. Do you know you can get so close to God till you lose sight of people? Now, I don't mean that in the sense that you don't care about people. I mean it in the sense that no matter what they say and do, it doesn't bother you anymore because you're chasing the glory cloud. And I want to tell you today that your pastor is chasing the glory cloud. That's all I want. I'm not chasing blessings. I'm not chasing positions. I'm chasing God. And he's slowing down, or either I'm speeding up, but we're getting closer. How about you? Are you content with Sunday? Oh, I chase him on Monday. People say, why are you in the office on Monday? I'm chasing him. I want some of the residual of Sunday to be left over on Monday. People say, oh, that's usually most pastors' day off. God bless you. I don't fault that. Hallelujah. Like barbers, they need a day off too. But I'm chasing something. Something greater than me. Lord, if you go with me and understand what fuels that chase. It is not the aspirations of ministerial greatness, nor is it the desire to be significant in the Episcopal world. It is because God is the personification of love. And I want to know what that feels like. I want to be so connected with him that my heart echoes his heart, that my mind thinks his thoughts, that my lips speak his words, until there is no more Eric Lambert left, but only Christ It is achievable. It is reachable. It is doable. Yes, there are moments of discouragement. Yes, there are times when you wish you could close your eyes and go home and be with the Lord. But those moments are few and far between. For there is something within all of us, deep down in our spiritual being, that pushes us towards God. Not the work of God, but God. There are those who will say to me, God told me to connect with you because there's something about you that helps me with my destiny. And I used to think that that meant that I was helping them get to where they need to be in ministry. And the Spirit of God said, that's not it. He said, I can get them where they need to be in ministry. That's not significant. He said, but what they're going to learn from you is how to love me. And how to love those who treat you wrongly. You don't need an object lesson on how to get blessed. You can get that from Pretty Ricky. But you need a lesson on how to bless those who curse you. How to forgive those who have stuck knives in your back. I offer myself as that example. So I say, follow me as I follow Christ. Love. Verse 13 shares with God's people who are in need. How many of you know someone in need? Now the question, have you helped them? Have you reached out to help them? Sister Lambert was telling me last week about the foster care agency and how they were asking for suitcases because a lot of the children, when they go back home, the foster parent sends them home with garbage bags full of their clothes. And when she mentioned it to me, I said, sure, we can do one of two things. We can give some of the suitcases that we're no longer using, or we can go and buy new ones. I opt to buy some new ones. And immediately my mind began to think, get them some suitcases with Mickey Mouse on the front, or you know, something cheerful to get them from a bad situation and with the hope of a good one. And maybe looking at the mouse on the front will give them a moment of cheer. And so she'll go now and she'll buy those suitcases and it'll represent our family sharing with those who are in need. What do you do when you hear about a need? Do you just pray for the person or do you try to meet the need? Love meets needs. Then Paul says, practice hospitality. How many of us are hospitable? I came up in a generation where hospitality was normal, even to the point of a man walking down the street asking, can I get a drink of water? It's hot outside. And someone would be dispatched to go into the house and get him a glass of water. But Jesus said, because there's so much iniquity in the world, the love of many has waxed cold, especially if you have been the victim of a crime. Oh, I can share with you. My father was murdered, viciously murdered in his own home. And yes, it takes the hand of God to help you love and trust people again. And so maybe you've been through something like that yourself. And now you're sitting here saying, I'm not trusting anybody. I'm not giving anybody anything because of what happened to me. But Jesus said, I hung on a cross and what happened to me saved you. Are you telling me that you're greater than I am?
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
03116A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60. Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.